What if the biggest retail fight right now is not about who has the flashiest AI, but who can prove every single trip that your money is still being respected?
Yeah, that lands fast because a lot of people still think this is just an inflation story.
Exactly. This overview is built from Retail Trends Weekly, curated intelligence from across the retail ecosystem, dated June 12, 2026. It pulls together grocery pricing, wellness shifts, AI on the front line, social commerce, logistics, and restaurant service into one bigger argument. And the bigger argument is pretty sharp. Retailers are winning or losing on a simple promise now. Fair prices, fresher products, faster service, less effort, not someday, every trip.
So the question hanging over all of this is, if food at home inflation is 2.7% and overall inflation is 4.2%, what does that actually feel like in a store aisle?
It feels like suspicion. Shoppers are not waiting for a big weekend promotion to decide whether a grocer is fair. They want constant proof. That is why the report talks about a grocery pricing war and says value architecture has to be visible by aisle, not hidden in some ad circular nobody checks at the shelf. And it gets more specific than that. Protect the staples that drive traffic, especially meat, use everyday low pricing or selective rollbacks where it matters, and make the value obvious right where the decision happens.
Right. Because if shoppers start doubting the basics, they do not just swap one item. They may start rethinking the whole trip.
That is the personal part. If retailers miss that, they can lose trust item by item. The 2.7% food at home number matters, but so does the 4.2% overall inflation number, because energy drove more than 60% of that spike. So now food budgets are getting squeezed by pressures outside the cart too.
And that is where the trade down behavior comes in.
Exactly. The guidance here is to forecast for a shopper who may trade down even more and to lean into local value, private label, and meal stretching options. There is also a warning that supply chain pressure tied to the Iran war could keep food prices under stress.
So this is not just prices went up. It is costs are moving through fuel, through transport, through shopper psychology, through basket choices. It is a much messier system than people assume. But here is the thing nobody expects. Can a freshness guarantee do something a price cut cannot? Schnucks is betting that it can. They rolled out a freshness guarantee across perishables, and that stretches from produce and bakery to deli, meat, seafood, floral, and prepared foods. If a shopper is unhappy, they can exchange it or get a full refund.
Which is really a shift in what value means. Not just low price, but low risk.
Yes, and that sounds simple until you think about what it takes behind the scenes. Shrink planning, refund workflows, associate authority, supplier quality tracking. If the store promises freshness but the process is weak, the guarantee becomes expensive very quickly.
That is a great example of retail value getting more emotional. People do not only want cheap, they want confidence. And that leads to something even more surprising. What happens to the grocery basket when GLP-1 changes appetite, priorities, and the kind of help shoppers want? The report says these weight loss medications are creating new health and wellness needs. Grocers are being pushed to connect pharmacy with food, build more protein-focused and nutrient-dense private label options, and offer guidance instead of just adding more items.
Okay, this next part is a bit technical, but stick with me because it is worth it. The tricky part is that GLP-1 is not just a health trend sitting off to the side, it changes what the trip is for. Imagine one shopper who used to wander through the store filling a cart with impulse snacks, and now that same person walks in with a smaller appetite and a much more deliberate plan. They are looking for protein, nutrient density, and maybe some help connecting food choices to medication and wellness goals.
Yeah.
That is exactly why the report says basket building education matters. The insight here is that GLP-1 is not only changing what people buy, it changes the logic of the trip itself.
So, in plain English, grocery wellness becomes less about adding a wellness aisle and more about guiding a smaller, more intentional basket. Now, remember that assumption we started with, that retail problems are mostly inflation plus a bunch of shiny tech experiments? Here's where that breaks down. Walmart is training store-level employees on AI, including an OpenAI Associate certification, after a Google certificate program earlier in the year. That is a huge signal. AI is being treated as a workforce capability, not a specialist toy.
Which means the real race is happening on the floor, not just in the boardroom.
Exactly. And the report is blunt about what matters. Role design and training, not just tool access. Measure pilots by time saved, better decisions, and improved store execution.
I like that because people talk about AI as if value appears the second you switch it on. But think of it like handing every employee a powerful drill without telling them which wall matters, what hole they're supposed to make, or how you will know the job was done right.
Exactly.
The insight is that AI stops being impressive when it is merely available. It becomes valuable only when it is tied to a repeatable task and a measurable result. That same logic shows up in quick service too. McDonald's is returning to AI drive-through ordering with Google after a previous effort was shelved. The goals are practical: reduce errors, speed service, and help operators spot bottlenecks.
And I think that second attempt matters. Failed pilots are not treated here as a reason to quit. They are treated as design feedback.
Right, and the guardrails are concrete. Bilingual accuracy, repeat customer protections, crew escalation, and operating metrics. So the lesson is not automation always works. It is, if it failed once, build a smarter rollout. And if AI is changing operations, it is also reshaping how shopping even begins. When a Pinterest post can send someone straight to an Amazon storefront, who owns that customer moment? Pinterest now lets eligible creators add Amazon storefront affiliate links to pins. That tightens the path from inspiration to endorsement to checkout, and it creates a very real marketplace leakage problem for brands and retailers.
So, media spend can build demand, but the sale may close somewhere else.
Exactly, which is why the report says closed-loop attribution matters more now, and why products that work well in visual discovery and creator campaigns become more important.
Pinterest also signed a $4 billion AI deal with AWS to make discovery more personal, visual, and actionable. So visual search and recommendations are becoming infrastructure, not just a nice extra. Here is a useful way to picture that. Imagine a store where every item is sitting in the dark, unless the labels, photos, and shelf signs are good enough for both a shopper and a machine to recognize instantly.
That is good.
That is basically what product imagery, attributes, taxonomy, and creative variants are doing. Better discovery is often not magic persuasion. It is better visibility created by cleaner retail data. On the logistics side, PepsiCo is expanding autonomous truck use with Gateek in parts of its transportation network where staffing is hard. But the report is careful here. This is targeted middle-mile capacity relief, not a replace-every-lane strategy.
So, not robot trucks everywhere, more like specific routes where repetition matters.
Exactly. Think of a dependable shuttle running the same industrial loop every day, instead of trying to handle every weather pattern and surprise detour in the country. The insight is that automation often wins first in constrained, repetitive environments. That is why the practical advice is to identify repetitive short-haul lanes and update incident, insurance, and contingency playbooks.
And then there is the restaurant angle, which is a nice counterpoint to all the grocery pressure. Chains like Chili's are still lifting sales by pairing price with abundance, premium add-ons, customization, and visible experience upgrades.
Which is another way of saying value is not the same as cheap.
Right. The real test is whether those offers bring people back after the discount window closes. If they do, then the value proposition is durable. If not, it was just borrowed traffic.
Put all of that together and four big patterns emerge. Value is structural now. AI is becoming operational. Retail media is blending into commerce infrastructure, and supply chains are still a margin variable because transport, fuel, and staffing risk do not stay politely in the background.
Which is why the most practical next moves are so grounded. Audit the top 25 traffic-driving SKUs or menu items and decide where price trust has to be protected. Pick one frontline AI workflow to train and measure this month and review marketplace and affiliate leakage so spending lines up with where shoppers actually buy.
So if you came in thinking this was mostly a story about higher prices and some flashy automation, the bigger picture is a lot clearer now.
Yeah, the through line is trust. Price trust, freshness trust, wellness trust, service trust. Even the tech pieces only matter when they remove friction, in a way customers can feel.
And maybe that is the best question to leave with. Where is your business still asking the customer to work too hard? In the aisle, at the drive-thru, in discovery, or in the handoff between channels?
because the retailers winning this cycle are not the ones adding the most features. They are the ones making fair prices, fresher products, faster service, and less effort feel believable every time.
Thanks for listening.